T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jason Longshore is an analyst for Atlanta United. They got a big game coming up, so a big house, full house, Saturday against Montreal. And he is brought to you by Dunkin's Cold Brew, featuring cold foam. And he joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing well, Hugh. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Montreal had a rain delay last night. How can that benefit Atlanta United?
They had to go a little bit later than they planned on. I think more importantly, just the fact that they've got 90 more minutes, and you know, it's 90 minutes stretched out further. There's more warm up. You know, you're cooling down later. It affects the next day's training schedule, and it just throws a wrench into it if you're Wilfred Nancy, who's trying to create the game plan for Montreal. They looked good against Miami. Miami looked even more tired coming off of a weekend match and really struggled in the early going. Montreal has a dangerous attack. They will cause Atlanta some problems on that end. I think Atlanta can get in behind Montreal's defense, which isn't exactly the fastest, and cause them problems on that end. It could end up being a pretty wide open match on Saturday night.
Jason Longshore joining us. Since Atlanta United was conceived and they joined Major League Soccer, they have won an MLS Cup. They've won a Campeones Cup. They've won a U.S. Open Cup. They have shattered attendance records, and they have reset the bar for soccer in North America. Despite that, the Athletic took upon itself a hit piece, for lack of a better term, on Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra, as if they haven't reset soccer in North America and just kind of went after them. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was out of place. I'm still angry about it, Jason. I don't understand it. Darren Eales went on Twitter and basically fired back. What prompted this, and what's the reaction inside the training ground in Marietta?
Yeah, I don't know. We're not allowed in the training ground, so I couldn't tell you. Gabriel Heinze will speak to the media today. I'll be curious to see if it comes up there. Everybody heard Darren on Dukes and Bell yesterday. He can speak to it a whole lot better than I can. I go back to something that Darren said that was actually quoted in the piece about every top team, and this is any sport, has that friction between a coach or a manager who wants to win today and a general manager or a technical director, club president, whoever it is overseeing those things. And it sounds like there might have been some questions about who was exactly overseeing what, according to the article. The club has to look medium and long term. The coach, the manager, has to look short term. Those things aren't always aligned. That happens. We see that with any team in the world. I mean, you know, I remember Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones arguing about these kinds of things in Dallas with the Cowboys. You know, it happens everywhere. So for that to be the case, it's not a shock. It's not really a surprise, especially if it is people who maybe didn't get the decisions the way they wanted and are no longer at the club who are not happy about the decisions that were made. You know, that's not really a shock. I think we see that with any big team. And I mean, Darren was right yesterday when he said, like, this is actually a sign that soccer is a big deal in this country, that you're going to get an article like this that you see in England, you see in Spain, you see in Argentina all the time, because they're hungry for this kind of drama, the telenovela side of it. You're hungry for that, and it sells papers. Well, I mean, There's something here to get people excited about and get people talking. That part's good. I'm with Darren, though, on just the sense that there's not a surprise that there's friction between a manager and a front office, because the manager wants to win today. The club has to look out for the best long-term health of the organization. And sometimes those things don't always match up.
Yeah, I just did. Okay, so the hit piece was basically just to sell papers here and not really to talk about the broader picture, which I think we all can understand the impact that Atlanta United has had on the game.
Right.
And basically this denies that. And that's, I think, incredibly short-sighted and incredibly venal, for lack of a better
term.
That's
the part that was surprising, John, to be perfectly honest, because – and I think some people have maybe run with it like there's something wrong. If you look at Major League Soccer and you look at franchises that have launched in the last, 5, 6, 7 years, I mean, go back to the 2015 teams of Orlando and New York City, include Minnesota, who came in with Atlanta, include LAFC, who does have a trophy. They have the supporter shield. Cincinnati, Miami, Nashville. You can even go back and look at Seattle, Portland, Vancouver when they came into the league. None of them had the same success that Atlanta's had in the first 4 years. And none of them had to deal with a year that had a COVID year either in that, which did have an effect on 2020. One bad year doesn't wash away three good years. And some decisions that some people didn't like doesn't make it a bad front office. Those are things that are kind of hard to argue with, in my opinion.
All right, meantime, back to the games at hand. How excited are you for the 42,000 that are going to be on hand for the game against Montreal?
Can't wait. And it's going to have an impact on this team, and it's needed, because the way Atlanta United plays under Gabriel Heinze, it is all intensity. It is a lot of effort, a lot of hard work, and you get gas at the end of games. I think we saw that in Fort Lauderdale against Miami at the end of the match. Now, Atlanta was coming off of a midweek match in CONCACAF Champions League. Miami wasn't. But you get tired just because of the work you're putting in. You need that lift from the crowd. And having a crowd of that size, I think everybody's going to be very excited to be back in the building, be back together, following all the protocols, but back together. That's going to give this team that little boost in the second half that has been lacking at times, and I think is much needed.
So let's talk about that game last night, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about basketball. What was going through your mind when you saw the game play out the way that it did?
It looked like a team that is not going to be overwhelmed by the playoffs. And that was really good to see. They looked like they were ready, because the playoffs are a different animal, and there's going to be sequences in the playoffs where shots aren't falling. And they have to find a way to keep their heads and keep creating the shots. I think what Trey Young said about John Collins and his shot, John was, I think Trey said he was talking to him a lot, and Trey said that John gets down on himself sometimes when he misses some shots. And Trey said, I'm going to keep feeding you. I'm going to keep giving you these opportunities. You're going to hit this. And that fourth quarter, they got hot. Collins hits the big shot. That's a mentality that can do something in the postseason, and it's good to see that emerging in this group.
Can I ask you a question? Because this is how, was there any thought, when he hit that shot, when John Collins hit that shot? Because I'll be honest and tell you what I thought, but I was curious about what you thought. What I thought was, man, they're gonna have to pay that guy. He's gonna want a ton of money. what was your thought process when you saw that three go in, that John Collins shot?
I already resigned myself to that one, Hugh. I think you have to at this point. If you just look at the risk reward, somebody's gonna put a max deal in front of John Collins.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't think that's not gonna happen. So you've got to match it. I mean, if you look at the flip side and you say, all right, we're not gonna pay that. This is what we have in the cap. Who can we go get to replace John Collins? You're not going to be able to get anybody that can give you what John Collins has given you. I think this year, John Collins has earned that deal.
Right. You have Orlando tonight. You've got Houston. Now, you don't necessarily control your own fate as to the number four seed, but how important do you think it is you win this game, you beat Houston, to try to at least handle your own business and hope you get some help from teams like tonight where you get San Antonio and Philadelphia up against Miami and the Knicks to help and lock down that number four seed?
It's huge. You have to go for it because it's home court in that first round. You have to go for it, and you don't have to worry about coming into the playoffs tired if you got to push people's minutes a little bit right now, because you've got that break after the end of the season going into the playoffs. So getting the four seed and just having that home court, if it's the Knicks or if it's Miami, will be massive in the postseason.
Well, we look forward to it tonight. Hawks and Orlando, next to last game of the year at State Farm Arena, pregame at 7, tip at 7:30. Live on Sports Radio 92 on the game. And, of course, Jason Longshore is going to be talking about all these things because he is the man of many podcasts. So give us the update on the podcast.
So if you want to check out yesterday's stoppage time, it's up at facebook.com/929thegame. It's also available wherever you get your podcasts if you're subscribed to the Off the Woodwork podcast from 92.9 The Game. We will not have a no swag shop due to some scheduling difficulties today. We are going to have one early next week to kind of wrap up the regular season, look ahead to the playoffs. So be on the lookout for that on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
All right, Jason, we will. Thanks much, Bob.
You're the man, Jason. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.